whole new, whole new series coming up.
No, G with the
Have you written the book yet?
The book's there's a few more parishes I need to fill. Five or six, and it's coming out.
You need any help? Just speak to Adam.
Why?
No, he knows.
Have you done it before? Five or six parishes, that's all I've got to do.
And you could be
okay, on my site, Parshas Noach. We do need with just interesting anecdotes that happen, just put in perspective what's going on here.
Put in pre-orders.
And you can put in pre-orders.
Okay, could you?
Yeah. Okay. It was once in school. It was once raining very, very badly. So the teacher said to me, you know, this is a, you know, your grandfather Noah would have probably built an ark in this situation. He said, why my grandfather, your grandfather? He said, what? Noah wasn't a Jew. But no, Noah wasn't a Jew.
Banana?
Noah was Noah. He was as Jewish as you were, or probably more than whatever. But. You have to understand that we're dealing here with a very, very fascinating character. We're dealing here with Noach, that you're not dealing with Avraham Avinu, who's dealing with a Yid. You're not dealing with Adam Arishon, who blew it. You're dealing with a Goy. The parasha says, in the last week's parasha, V'Noach motza chen ve'ene Hashem, he found chen ve'ene Hashem. And then it starts talking about Eile Tolus Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tomim, hoyo, v'daresov, eselikim, ishalich Noach. Dealing here with a very, very complex character. So I want to focus on the first pasuk of Noach, and I think from there's a lot of very, very important ideas of growth that can be learned from there. The pasuk says, Ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'dereisof. So the obvious kasha is, what's that Ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'dereisof? Why is it necessary to have the word Ish? Okay, Eila told us Noach, Noach tzadik tomim hoyo b'dereisof. What's his lashon Ish? Ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'dereisof. I know he's a man. Ish, what's this word Ish? What's the necessity for the word Ish? So on that there's two pshatim. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a very, very beautiful pshat. He says that don't imagine for one moment that a person can work on the middos unless they have seichel. Unless they have seichel. You get very, very nice people. One can get very nice people born with very nice middos. You don't. You get people born. Very often people can be born, if I may say so, nicer than a lot of forbidden I know. You go to some goyim and they're living up in Wales in some Welsh sheep farm or something, and they're nice people. They're very, very nice people. But they're not working on their middos. Which means in a situation where they're going to something push is going to come to shove, or to make some extra money, whatever it is, their middos is going to fall through. Says Rav Moshe that the first prerequisite, the first introduction to becoming an oyved, to becoming a person who works for middos, is an ish. You've got to be an ish. Ish. You've got to be a man, a bar das. Ish is an option of bar das, a person who has seichel, a person who is motivated, a person who understands where he is. And then, once you're an ish, then he can be a tzaddik, then he can be a tomim. But number one is ish. Lo oyam yehi odom. First, you've got to be an odd. You've got to be a person. You've got to be a person. You've got to be intellectual. You've got to be structured. Once you're structured, once you're an ish, once you think about things, then you can start working in the middos. But you can't start working in the middos and be very nice and try and be help the old lady across the road and sell brownies for the scouts. That's not going to necessarily make you into a good person. That's going to make you into a good scout, but not going to make you. You've got to start with ish. That's one shot of Ramesha. I don't think there's anyone who has a better example of what an ish was than Ramesha. Ramesha was a goyin hador, mamish, in Psak, many of the biggest prophets said Ramesha lekom kamesha, from Ramesha Benu until the Rambam, and from the Rambam until Ramesha has never been a Mesha like Ramesha. Unbelievable. Okay, the Chasam Sofer was awesome. But in dealing here with Gvaldi, I mean, unbelievable das, a genius. On the other hand, the middos he had was next to none. It was unbelievable. That's an ish. Reb Itzla Peterburger says another pshat. It's a very, very interesting pasuk. I'm sure you had it. You had a kasha, you know, in the back of your mind during the shows me tshuva. Certainly, he said, "Atashichena le'eis zikna, kichleis kichena al tazenu. Atashichena le'eis zikna. Do not Do not cast us aside in our old age. When our strength is sapping away, do not leave us alone. So Ask of Itzler, what is meant by Atir Shechina Le'ezikno? Why should Hashem toss us aside? Now, if you're playing in a football team, then once a guy gets a bit old and he can't kick the balls as hard as anyone else, so you push him aside. But Kodesh Baruch Hu should cast aside a person who's an alti yid, a person who's never all his life has been working, finished, not interested in you anymore, scrap your euthanasia and take the fresh people. What's the idea behind that? So he says, there's a posuk. The posuk says, "Ashrei ish yoreis Hashem." The posuk says in Tehillim, "Ashrei ish yoreis Hashem." Lucky is a ish who has fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is he says like this. He says a moshul of a soldier who deserted the army.
Who's speaking here?
Of Itzler. Itzler Petterburger. He said a soldier deserted the army. Now, if the soldier eventually is caught by the army, if he's still young, he has ways to mend his ways. He can still come back into the army again and still repair what he did, still be an honest soldier, still fight for the country. There's more room for him to make up what he did. But if he's really old and he's found when he's 60 or 70 years old, what can he do anymore to the army? How can he help his country anymore? Therefore, this person is going to get the full whack of the law. Atashichein el-Ezikna means when we're still young and we can still do tshuva, we're still able to make up for what we did. We're still able to do repair the damage of what we did early on in our lives. Masha'enke, once you're really old, then kechleis kechein el-Tavina Hashem, we can't make up like we did when we were a child. We can't make up when we were younger. Still, don't cast us aside. That's Atashichein el-Ezikna.
I've heard that before, but I don't understand. What's difficult about tshuva? You could be sitting there.
What's difficult about tshuva?
What's
difficult about tshuva? Because tshuva ultimately is changing who you are. The Rambam says the ultimate tshuva, the real tshuva, is I reach the same situation with the same consequences, with the same capabilities, and I don't do what I did beforehand. That's tshuva.
So
I'm sitting with the same friends. With the same things going through my head and don't speak Lashon Hara. That's tshuva. If a person is old, you know, and he hasn't got any teeth,
been doing the same thing for
If a person is now he recently found out that he's a diabetic, right? And he can't eat therefore obviously he's not going to start passing by the fast food joints that the crazy fast food joints that he was doing beforehand, because his tshuva is different. He doesn't have the capability.
That's pshat. Not because of the Herigel after 50 years.
No, that's pshat. That's pshat. That could be as well, but that's pshat in Vitzela.
Yeah.
So he says, Ashrei ish. Lucky is a person who fears a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's still an ish, when he's still young. It says, Apostle Eda told us, Noach ish tzadik tamahoy b'doreisol. When he's still an ish, when he's still relatively young, only 500 years old, he's already known to be a tzadik. Ashrei ish. Now, many people make this mistake. They think, you know, I've heard this, you know, person who smokes, right? When I find the shidduch, that's it, I'm going to stop smoking. Okay, I find the shidduch. I'm not living at home now, so when I get married, then it really affects, I'm going to stop smoking. Not when I get married, listen, nothing wrong. Kid. When I have a baby, and I'm going to, baby, listen, and it goes on and on. A person begins to imagine that next stage I'll do tshuva. Slichas starts to do tshuva. Slichas, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, Mei tshuva, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. A person pushes off to do tshuva. And years go past. When I'm a bit older, I'm more mature now, I've got the terrible of it. Later on, I'll do tshuva. The Teret says, who knows if you ever have the opportunity to do tshuva. First of all, who knows if you're going to be alive tomorrow? No. But more than that, when you're still an ish, when you still have the fire to do the same averus, and then you do tshuva, that is the ultimate tshuva. That's ashrei ish. That's an ish. Eidatos Noach ish tzadik, when he's still an ish, he's still a tzadik, but Tommy, that was a major thing about Noach. Now, with all that, it sounds like Noach was an idyllic person. Unbelievable. Ish, tzadik, Tomim, Hoyba Dereisov, says Rashi. Don't get too carried away. There's Machlekas in the Medrash. It's Machlekas. The Pasuk says, why Noach? So, Sipe Bishvachoy. Yeah, already mentioned the name beginning of the thing. However, it's here is Sipur Bishmacher. Already talks about how good the Sipurs are. Shnema Zerichet Tzadik Livracha. When talking about Tzadik, it's going to be the Bracha. Then he says, Bederosov, says Rashi, Yesh Murabi Seinu Dorshim Oysa Deshvach. There are those who say, ah, the Pasuk says, Ish Tetam Hoya, Bird Doi Reisov, in his generation, haha. Now, what does in a generation mean? Some people darshan it to mean that if he would be in a generation of Avram Avinu, he'd be nothing. In his generation, he was great, but next to Avram Avinu, he'd be nothing. He'd be totally, meaningless. He'd be nothing.
Insignificant.
That's what I was looking for. Other people say, no, Bird Doi Reisov means that even in his generation, when there was so much bad, he was great. Kol Shekein, in the time of Avram Avinu, where there was much less bad, certainly he would have been great. If, really, in a bad generation, he was good, Kol Shekein, in a good generation, how good he would have been.
It didn't take a lot for him to be good in a bad generation. Maybe.
Even with all of that influence, he was still good. Kol Shekein, and with good influence, how good he would have been. So this is very, very difficult to understand. Yeah.
I was going to say, when you ever see a person being judged against other people, and usually like, no one's going to ask me, like, weren't you much more favourable, like...
But you'd be judged according to your generation, exactly. But we say, look out from a perspective above what's happening here. Was he really a great person? L'chol, and that's what the Machalik is about. Was he really great? Was he Dafka great with reference to his generation, or was he really great? He was really great. That seems to be the Machalik.
Like what? So he's 100 great or 120 great? Like,
was he really not great? Just the next generation he was great? Or really he was great, but
he could have been even greater.
Right. All these things, it's a very strange thing. It always bothered me, the Rashi. How many times in Torah does it say a person is a tzaddik? Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he says, Ha'ish Moshe ho'yonav ma'od. Moshe was an Eved Ne'emon. He's not called a tzaddik. Not called a tzaddik. He's not called a tomim. We finally have somebody called a ish tzaddik tomim hoy b'dereisov. Ah, no, it doesn't mean that b'dereisov. It's not fair. It doesn't seem to fit into the sequence. More than that, Rashi himself just said hoy v'hiskira sipa b'shvachoy. Whilst he just mentioned his name, we start talking about his shvach. Next, Rashi says no, it's not really his shvach, because really he'd been nothing if he'd been a generation of Avraham Avinu. That's not shvach. It's not fair. It doesn't seem to be fair, this Rashi. You get what I'm saying?
Midrash.
We're talking about Tzaddik Tomahoy B'dereisov. You can't change from Kapshutoy. I have B'dereisov. Fine, but he's still Tzaddik Tomahoy. So how do you get around these things? So it's a very, very... There's an amazing, amazing Madrega Sa'odom. You have time to look in a Sefer, which is... Okay, it's not...
Oh, wait.
Madrega Sa'odom is an altar from the Vardik. Yeshiva is a Slabodki Yeshiva. Midas Odom, but Madrega Sa'odom, now to know, Gated is Shifras Odom, is Navardic.
Yeah.
Gated is called Beis Yosef de Navardic. Yeshiva is called, Gated is called Beis Yosef de Navardic.
The house press.
It's
Navardic.
It is in the
hall. What's that? Yeah, it's a bit of all, yeah. But then that is, it's Navardic. He says an unbelievable piece.
What's
that?
Which page?
Madrega Sa'odom in the Hakdoma to Madrega Sa'odom, he talks about different Doris. He talks about Odom, and Odom, he talks about Noach. Look at this. This is amazing. I'll bring it out as something that we can all relate to. I think you can all relate to this. Take any Baal Tshuva. Everyone has their own story. What suddenly made them change from everyone else around them and made them become separate, made them become a Shema Torah Mitzvah? Everyone has their own story, but the Maisa, they can be split up into two separate groups. Group A are called the people who found Hashem in the shuls, and group A, B, who found Hashem in the nightclubs. They're two separate groups. Group A are people who found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They got drawn towards Yiddishkeit. They went to an excellent shir. They got very impressed by nature. They came into influence with a very good Rav. They were drawn towards Yiddishkeit. They saw Yiddishkeit, they saw it as a light they were attracted to, like a moth goes around the light, they're attracted to the light. That's group A. Group B, which in this generation I think is a larger group, are people who became frum in the nightclubs. Which means that they have, there's a needle in the arm, I don't mean to be too grub over here, there's a needle in the arm, arm round the girl, and that's when they found a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's Peshat on that?
I get you,
What's the pshat in that? The pshat is that they've reached a stage where, as far as they're concerned, they've reached a level of gashmius. The level is stooped to a level of gashmius where they're totally disgusted by what they've seen, and they can't go any lower. They feel that posh. If that's all it is, I can't. It's not for me. And they run away from it. They're so disgusted by it that they've got a hand over their nose, and they're chasing towards. They don't know where they're going to, but they're chasing away from where they are. That's Group B. Most people I've spoken to are from Group B. That they're posh, they've reached a stage where they've been involved in X, Y, Z, and they're posh. It's disgusting. They're posh, they can't anymore. And they run away from where they are, and they run towards where they're running to. Anything away from there, Yiddishkeit. Oh, that's Yiddishkeit. They're not running to, they're running away. Says this Rashi, there's a machlekus of who Noach was, Group A or Group B. In other words, did Noach become great by seeing Gadlus, or did Noach become great by seeing the despicable society around him? Says Rashi, that's machlekus.
But each is a madrega.
So why is it called Ganai?
There's no doubt that Noach became a tzaddik, and he became a proper tzaddik, and he became a tzaddik tomi b'dereisof. The machlekus says, how did he become a tzaddik? Was it derech shvach, or was it derech Ganai? Did he become a tzaddik through seeing the good, or did he become a tzaddik through seeing the bad? One man, the Omer, said he became a tzaddik through seeing the good. He saw amongst all the filth of the generation, he saw still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he became a tzaddik. How much more so if he would have seen, being the generation of Avraham Avinu, where everything was so clear, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so clear, how much more would have been a great tzaddik then? Even with the race off, he saw the shvach. How much more so in the time of Avraham Avinu would have been great? The Adam HaNoma says no. He saw it through the Gnai. He became a proper tzaddik through the Gnai. He saw how terrible the society is. I can't be like one of them. He ran away from them and became a tzaddik. Therefore, were it to be in a generation where the bad wasn't so evident, the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would never have been where he was. But Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he was a tzaddik, he was a tamim. Nobody can take that away from us. The question is, did he become a tzaddik through the shvach, or did he become a tzaddik through the gnai? Just by the way, Madregas Odom says, he brings the raya that the posuk says in Esther, Kimu v'kiblu hayehudim. On that Rashi says, Kimu mashu kiblu kvar. In the time of Achashverosh, they reached a level of reaching a Kodesh Baruch Hu, on a greater level they were then than they were at the time of Har Sinai. So you ask, how can that possibly be? Har Sinai was, they just came from Sias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Mon and everything, nothing. But when it went to Sulas Achashverosh, where the mamish, they would be they're celebrating the Chorban with Goyim, there they're on a higher level. So he says yes, a person who sees a Bein Shalom through the Gnai is at a far stronger level of Yiddishkeit than a person who sees a Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Shvach. By Hasina, I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Shvach. By Achashverosh, I saw it through the Gnai. Why? Because a person who sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Shvach, once it wears off the impression of the Shvach, he's already fallen, because he's striving always for the good. The Gnai, though, the Gnai is so disgusting that he's always going to be running away from the Gnai. Therefore, he's always going to have this boundary. Sorach Laharif.
Will it take him away from the Gnai?
The Gnai is always going to have, that lowest level is always going to be the Gnai. He's always going to be running away from the Gnai. He may always, which means, what's the trigger? The trigger is either Shvach or the trigger is Gnai.
Yeah.
If the trigger is Shvach, then once the trigger of Shvach has disappeared, then he may not have that impetus anymore. So the trigger is Gnai, then the amount that he's built himself up in that time is always going to be higher than he was originally. And therefore he's always going to have that trigger. Einshom's a long, long discussion. But that's Peshat in this Rashi. Chas v'sholem to think for 1 minute, according to this Peshat, that Noach wasn't a tzaddik. and the Derasov means, oh, it could have been a wrong view. No! In fact, there was a tzaddik, and he was a tamim. How did he become a tzaddik? Was it group A or was it group B? That's a machlekes. It's just not a discussion of whether, it's a question of how. That's Peshatnis Rashi. It's an amazing, amazing Rashi, and it's a very, very good opening to a whole. It's a whole big discussion exactly what Yiddishkeit's all about. But this is a Rashi over here.
Can I ask a kasha on the Rashi?
Not now, if you don't mind. Okay.
Could there be a shot in Memphis, Shari Tuma and Matthias Mitzrayim? That by going all the way down, they were able to understand.
Yes, very good. Could be. It could be.
Isn't everything actually a combination? Like, how can we say, like, either Mark was this or that?
What was the trigger? Every Baal Tshuva has a trigger. A certain moment in life that something was lit. There's a certain trigger. It may be a trigger that starts off a lot of different triggers, but there's a certain trigger. Was it Shvach or was it Gnai?
Okay.
Many people became frum by Posha going to fantastic shit. A lot of people got frum in Amsterdam. It's Posha. But what's the trigger? What's the trigger?
You could have both.
You could have a person who works on both, but there's a certain trigger that started the whole process rolling. It could be something that's so disgusting, you know what, I'm going to go now to hear a shit. But it started off because I'm so disgusted, I want to go and hear a shit. Or it could be, no, I want to hear a shit, and I'm so disgusted.
Well, is that option like, I just had this experience where Hashem must be in the world, I want to go hear it.
That's a shvach. And it could be shvach, Rabbi Yisrael, it could be shvach, I'm not talking about this in a legitimate way, but a lot of people who came shvach through having drugs by a guy, and I know a lot of people who, they told me they were in Far East and they had these shrooms and the amount of the levels they reached, fine, it's awesome, but the meiser, they came from through
shvach,
but of course it was through gnai, right? There's a lot
so
of depth to it.
The guy is where they look at it and they say, this is disgusting. How can this be what life is about? Life is about something more. And when they search for something more, they find that something more is either
trigger
the trigger
word.
Trigger
word. Trigger word. With everything
that's
around.
Right.
Shvach is, it's like Hashem must be Emes.
That's right. That's right.
You just absolutely take shrooms anyway. It's not necessarily
us. I'm to the source.
I once heard from...
To the source is a drug, what's it called? Drug abuse. To the source in a very famous, also upcoming book. You'll see the whole discussion there. What's wrong is taking drugs.
Is it your
drug? Yes.
Once
in the Shmona Esther, we say Allah Tzadikim Allah Chassidim, and when we end up, we just say Mishanu Mitachat Tzadikim. What happened to the Chassidim? So he said that Noach was Ish Tzadik, and Rabin was an Ish Chassid. He said that if you look in the pasuk, Esther Kim he started for Noach. Noach was a Tzadik. He used to go after Hashem. Abraham Avinu says, "Ani Kel Shai Hisalech Lefanai." A chassid doesn't need as much help as a tzaddik. Seems that fits in over here a little bit. That Noach was from behind, from the Gnai, that he was needed the help. He was from further away. Whereas Abraham Avinu was the other kind who was
attracted. Yeah, it's clear. The Rambam says that Abraham Avinu saw it through he working out. Yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu dropped around different Vedas Zoras. Yeah, good. Weiter.
On top of the Zoras Gnais, perhaps.
No, he worked through in a very careful way through Seichel. Now let's work it through. The pasuk says, "Aselecha tevas atzei goyfer." Pasuk Yudalas, "Aselecha tevas atzei goyfer." Kinim tases atzeva v'chafarta osam v'isam v'chus v'koyfer, etc., etc. And talks about the size. You should make a sholish meis amo 300 amo oirach atzeva chamishim amo rochva shoshim amo kemoso. And that the Medrash says that how long did it take Noach to build this huge building? So it says in Rashi in Pasuk Yudalud, "Harba revach v'atzalu lefonov v'lo mitrichu v'bin yizeh." Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make him work so hard? "Kedei sheyiru anshei dor hamabul oisik bo kufchof shana." That the anshei dor hamabul should ask him, should see him working for this 120 year project. "V'shem noisoi mazoislach." What is this for you? "V'oim alehem." He says to them, "Osa le Kadosh Baruch Hu lehobi mabul le'olam ula yushinu." It's just amazing how much a person is going to go out for Kirov. 120 years, you've got to build something in case a guy may be impressed. Nobody got impressed. But just in case somebody be impressed, it's worth the effort.
120 years.
But then where would this have been a flood?
What's that?
A person's supposed to live 120 years.
No, but people lived. People lived for hundreds.
Sound like an other. So it means like your whole debt. I mean your whole life. You're going to do Kira.
You do. Yourself. One has to be Makarov. Yes.
Yourself.
The Pasuk says, why did Kishbrochen make him work so hard for 120 years? Because people are asking, why are you building this strange building? It's saying Hashem's going to build, going to bring a Mabul, and because you're doing such terrible things, and hopefully he'll do Tshuva. None of them did. Now, none of them did. Let's understand. None of them did. So what did they say to him when they saw it? That he's a loony old man.
How is
he's completely, this fellow has lost his marbles.
How an art supposed to trick a chiver?
He's saying, why build? Because if Hashem told me, he's going to bring a marble. Oh yeah? Yeah, also Hashem spoke to me too, right? Yeah, and he, obviously people were mocking him. And how did he have the koach to carry on day after day, waking up from morning to night, getting the wood, sawing it down, sandpapering it, building, 120 years, not one day, not 2 days, year after year after year after year, decade after decade. Why? Says Rav Shach, because he knew it was true. How do you know it was true? Because he had Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he knew it was true. Something you know is true, everyone else can laugh at you. You are told by Bill Gates, yeah, that a new program is coming out. I'm telling you, a new program is going to come out. Windows XPS is going to come out. I'm willing to give you a market share of that for a knockout price. Just give me, you give me now $1 million for R&D. See, he'll give $1 million. Everyone, are you crazy? I know what I'm doing. He doesn't tell anybody else that. Bill Gates told him, because why should Bill Gates really speak to you? Nobody would. Bill Gates spoke to you, do me a favor. No, Bill Gates spoke to me. And he'll do it because he knows it's going to be true, he knows it's going to happen. He knows that Coach Borkel told him it's going to happen. So therefore he built without anybody managing to dissuade him. Yet, later on, Apostle says...
Yeah.
Mibnei Me'amabul.
The waters went all the way.
The Apostle says...
Hashem had to force him in
love. Exactly. The Pasuk says in Perek Zayin, Vayavoy Noyach Ubonov Ve'ishtoy Noyach, Perek Zayin. Vayavoy Noyach Ubonov Ve'ishtoy Noyach, and his sons and his wife, Unushay Bonov, Itoy El Hateva, with him to the table, Pnei Mehamabel, because of the Mehamabel. Says Rashi, what's Pshat Pnei Mehamabel? Af Noyach Mekapnei Amonohoyo. Noyach was a small mamin. He did not have strong amunah. Mamin Ve'enoy Mamin. He believed and he didn't believe Shuyavoy Hamabel. Then a mabul will come. The nichnas leteva ad shedchkuhu hamayim, until he could no longer survive outside. He was pushed into the teva through the water. Now, 1 second. You just told me that he was a mamin. He hung 20 years. He built it. On the other hand, it starts raining. No, not the mabul. Come on, Hashem told him a week beforehand. Oy shiva siyom is going to be a mabul. Starts raining. Doesn't go in more. Eventually, he has to go into the teva because the water is chasing him in. Did he believe or didn't he believe? So Rashi did believe and didn't believe. Okay, did believe, didn't believe. So I mean, what does that mean? So Chatzkel used to say,
I don't understand Shach. Do you think his chances were better off outside the table?
No, it's just raining. Hashem's not really bringing the marble. That's a cut near mother. It says Chatzkel Levenstein,
120 years of
preparing for this day. He's been preparing for this day 120 years.
But it's not really going to happen.
But it's really going to happen? Not really going to happen. What's Pshat? Says Rav Chatzkel, that Hashem told him that 7 days is going to start. And now it starts raining. So Rav Chatzkel used to say that don't start asking questions on a Munna. Chatzkel said that's exactly what Munna is all about. I can believe for 120 years, and I can be on this level, but then I just don't believe. Emunah does not happen by itself. Emunah's got to be worked on. Emunah's got to be strived on. And I can believe and I cannot believe. How can a person 120 years? He can believe and he don't believe.
And not just 120.
120 years working. You can have a tzaddik of Rebbe. He went to the Snai, went into 80 years into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He ended up at Tzadoki. He believed and he didn't believe. Not Chas v'Shalom, he didn't believe here. Noach did believe. He was Mekatz Ne'emunah. He was a small mamin. not machasre munah, not he is lacking, not he was a small mamin, makatne munah, but he is a small mamin. He wasn't a high level of a munah, he was a small mamin. Not machas munah, he was a lack of a munah. He was a little mamin, not a big mamin, he was a little mamin. Be medayek yourself, that's called steel.
Well, I don't know, what's
your
castle saying, that you couldn't work, because it didn't work on him?
He said, at this stage, he wasn't sure he was an apokoros. He was, he believed and didn't believe. He,
but why can't we say...
What is
Rechaskel is saying, sorry, that he just, it's a... You're so, he's so amazed by this Amunah question, you're right. It's an amazing thing, Amunah. And don't think just because you're a mamin for X period of time, you're always going to be a mamin. You've got to work, and you've got to work, you're going to work. The Stifler says something a little bit different. The Stifler says that there's two different kinds of Amunah. There's Amunah where he calls it Amunah Chushis, and Emunah Sichlis, intellectual Emunah, and Emunah where I actually feel it. It's Sichlis and Chushis. Sichlis means I know something's true. I know smoking is bad for me. Nothing against smoking, by the way. But I know smoking is bad for me. But okay, you know, I know that the research has shown often enough that how bad it is, and but you go and you see a person, Nebuch, and you see a friend who's been smoking all their life, you see Mamash on a deathbed, and they're choking and there's tar coming up from their mouth, yeah, and in Mamash they're rattling, like, and you see it, and you actually, it means a lot more to you. That's chushes, you can actually see what smoking has done. You can Mamash, you see his lungs, and Mamash, they've got camels all over them. You can, so in Mamash, you can feel, that's chushes. So he says, for example, a king says, or a terrorist group comes, and it says, within 3 hours' time, we're going to kill any person in this room. Are you going to wait until 3 hours comes to start running away? Of course not. You see the terrorists, you see the knife, you see their rifles, you see their grenades, you run away long before. But a person who is preparing for Olam Haba, I know and I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, on his deathbed, he was asked by his Talmidim to give him the Mabracha. So Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Halavai, that you should have fear of Shemaim like you have fear of people. So they said to him, Ad Kaan, not more than that. And should just have fear of Shemaim like you have fear of people? He said, Halavai. Mm-hmm. Halavai, that fear of Shemaim like you have fear of people. Fear of people is chushis. A person has an Aveira and he sees, he's gone into McDonald's and he's about to have a cheeseburger and he sees, you know, his Rebbe looking at him, that's chushes. Big deal. His Rebbe's going to die. He won't get onish from him. But Hashem is netzach netzachim forever and ever. And it's much more. But that's not chushes. That's sichlis. Noach had sichlis. He knew that was the right thing to do. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. He knew intellectually that was the right thing. But he didn't have the chushes. It wasn't in his bones. When it started to rain, it wasn't... The rain wasn't the mubble. It wasn't him. It wasn't who he was. Avraham Avinu was him. He believed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu fully. Noach was a monarch. He believed and he didn't believe. I.e., it was sichlis and it wasn't chushis. It was sichlis and wasn't chushis. Maminim, a munah, is something you've got to work on. You've got to work on it. And it's difficult. But you've got people who are such a balei munah, balei betochen. It's an amazing, you know, it makes all the difference to life, a person has a munah. Nebuch, the Chazon Ish says, in his one Igros, he says, Godol chet hadaigam mikol dovo. The greatest sin a person can do is to worry. Hachzeik b'musa v'lim atoy r'mais antoy v'musuli midi. Just sit down, learn, concentrate on doing mitzvahs, and don't worry. Godol chet hadaigam mikol dovo. The biggest sin is to worry. He eats you up alive. That's, it was sichlis. He was a mining. He had seichel. But he wasn't chushis. Okay.
Also, he didn't believe himself that the people would really get to a step, and they wouldn't. No one would see what he's doing, and not one person would come in with him. And Marmin, Velo Marmin, he believed, but he couldn't.
The truth is,
I can't believe it's snowing, but it's snowing. But I can't believe. In your wildest dreams, you never think such a thing would happen.
But why is he believing 120 years then? Day in, day out.
That's Hashem's way. He doesn't start to take 120 years.
I hear what you're saying. Nebuch, a person can Nebuch, Rachman Litzan, you see it very often when Nebuch, a person dies. And they believe it and they don't believe it. I mean, they're going to the Leviah. Obviously, they know the person died. Why the Adonavaya? Why did it take career? That's sichlis, but it's not chushis. They haven't felt it yet. They stand there and that they're looking around for the person still, you know, where that person is in the crowd to sort of, why aren't they at the Adonavaya as well? You get people like that. That's sichlis, not chushis.
Yeah,
but you got to feel.
That's shot on the Baba Trebi, right? His time in.
Who says?
The phrase,
God is
in the Pasuk, what is the actual word? What is the problem here?
Mipnei meha mabel.
He didn't go in until the water had come out.
Until, because of the meha mabel. Not because Hashem told him to, but Pnei Meha Mabel. The water told him, water forced him to do it. But I've got two more things very quickly. It's a nice Chassidus Shavuot. It's very nice though. Ramosha Wolfson said this. Ramosha Wolfson is the Rav of Emunas Yisrael Shul in Borough Park. And he's a Mashkeach of Torah V'Das. Gevaldige Yid. We met him. Did you come? Who came out in Svat? In Svat? In Meron? In the cave of Yeah, I met him there. Ramosha Wolfson. He said this. He says a very nice thought. He says, the Pasuk says, Sayhar Tasala Teva, that shul by the way he davens in a Munas Yisrael shul, a regular shacharis, not Monday and Thursday, takes an hour and a half. Starts on time, it takes mamish the davening, it's amazing davening. And he says in Borough Park. What's that?
Friday night,
no.
3 hours
Friday night. So he says, he said in Perek Vav Pasuk Tezayin, he says, Sayhar Tasala Teva. Soyha Tasa Teva really means you should build a window to the Teva. Machlokes, whether it's a window or whether it's a stone illuminated. So he said, the Baal Shem says, he had heard from his Rebbe, Shraga Feva Mendelovich, he said, Soyha Tasa Teva, Teva over here can be translated as words. A Teva. Teva is a word. Soyha Tasa Teva. You should illuminate every word of davening, you should illuminate. Soihar, every word of davening, tasa la teva. Make illumination for every word of davening. Try and concentrate, get pirish and midas. Try and. Soihar, tasa, make illumination for every word. And what does the teva do for you? The teva saved Noach and his whole family. That will save you from chesaron in the Munna and Betochen and Gezel and Soros. Soihar, tasa, teva. Make the teva at soihar, illuminate every word. Just. I mean, there's plenty more. Mamish, I didn't realize how long it's going to take, but I just want to say one more vote over here. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to leave the table. Say it, the Pasuk says, say min ha-teva, perek ches pasuk tezayin. Go from the table. Now it's very clear that Noach knew that he was able to leave the table. Still the Pasuk said same in the table. What's the shot over there? So the Medrash brings down that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fire. By Nebuchadnezzar, they're thrown into the fire. And through Ness they were saved. And it says that they refused to leave the fire until Nebuchadnezzar told them to leave. Where did they learn it from? Noach. He said, if ready Noach, who Hashem said, leave the Teva, so too, they're always going to wait until Hashem says leave. So what's going on here? Let's understand what's going on with Noach. The Pasuk says by Noach, for a whole year, he never slept. The Noach was a broken man when he left. Him and his children, for a whole year, day and night, they were feeding the animals. And they never slept, a whole year. He was wounded from the animals. A whole year. It was terrible inside there. You can imagine the noise and the stench. You can't imagine the pressure. Yet, Noach stayed in the table until the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go in. Why? Just like Hashem told me to go in, and wait till he says, I'm going to go out. I'm not going to leave beforehand. That was Noach. Derech Eretz. Says Mechanan and Mishael Azariah, they're in a fire. If Noach says he's only going to wait until Hashem says leave, we're going to stay as well. Ask the Chaim Shmulevitz, how can you compare? Noach wasn't b'kroch nefesh. It wasn't b'kroch nefesh to stay in the teva. It was manners. Shechanani v'shal v'azariah, the fact that they're in the kivshon is mamash b'kroch nefesh. They're relying on a ness to stay alive. So maybe the nest will only keep them as far as living is concerned. But who says they have a right to be sonech al nest for their heirs? You're mamish, you're putting your life in danger for their heirs. Answers of Chaim Shmulevitz, a typical Chaim Shmulevitz teretz, Elamai, what do we see from there? That from a serious, that a person can rely on Nisim if it's their heritage. Just like they could, just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved them till now in the fire because of their belief in Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them because of their heritage. A person does not have to do anything that's not their heritage, it's in order to survive. That's not the idea. If you ask permission, if you're told by Hashem to go in, I wait for Hashem to tell me to go out. Many people, let me tell you, many people apply to yeshiva to come in, and it's the, you know, and they ask, and they're very very nice. When they leave, you just don't hear from them anymore. They're gone, disappeared, flash. What's Chazal say on that? Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham she'ein lo das nevela odif mimenu. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have das, a nevela, a dead animal, is more chosher than he is. Where did he learn it from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu did, unbelievable. He brought the Torah down, he saved Klal Yisrael, etc., etc. He built the Mishkan. Yet he's such a high madrega, the greatest novi ever. He never entered the Mishkan and said, "Vayikra Moshe," Hashem Baruch called him in. Until he was told to come in, he didn't go in. He didn't come in. Derech Eretz. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the greatest novi, and he wouldn't have this Derech Eretz, an Aveda would be better than him. That's what the Gemara says. Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz. We have a case of Yosef. He left his cloak in the hands of Eishes Potiphar. And by leaving it, as mamash left evidence. Why didn't just slip it away and run away? Because it's not derech eretz. I'm putting life into danger. It's not derech eretz. I don't have to do something that's not derech eretz. My hishtadlus is not to survive getting around derech eretz. That's not my hishtadlus. Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by Kodesh Baruch to save Klal Yisrael. What did he say? I've got to ask Yisrael permission. I'm employed by Yisrael. I've got to ask him permission. But saving Klal Yisrael. Okay, but it's derech eretz. Okay, there's a lot more to say.
That was all
Chaim Shmulevitz. That's all Chaim Shmulevitz. There's a lot. There's derechim of Avodas Hashem. There's a mun and betochen. There's derech eretz. There's tefillah. There's parshas are full. Favorite parshas: Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chaisor, Gavaldi. Okay.
Who did you say gave the pshat in the two pshatim of Rashi in the first or second?
That's an Aston of Arabic. I've got a halachish. No, I can't. Maybe later. After the second shit. Okay. Sorry. Here. See what you're doing.